callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle. Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
When the Red Red Robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our first May edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. By the way, great day today to tell your friends about the show, because it is Vet Sunday, with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Dr. Al will be joining us later in this hour. And let's see. As always, bright and shiny. Looks freshly coiffed to me as well. We'll find out. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Have you just had a haircut?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I can tell.
I know.
That perfect hair. Perfect hair. Not even sticking up much.
I know.
Just a little bit. But it's short enough that it's okay. And it is a beautiful sunny morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
Of course, it had to rain like crazy yesterday because it was opening day of voting season.
But yesterday was weird.
It was strange. It did like everything, didn't it?
Yeah, because I was at Husky Ballpark and it was actually really nice during the game. There was sun.
Yeah, sort of the midday
yeah.
range was really nice.
And the game got done. Yeah, you know, my son little, I don't know. Sunroof thing
uh-huh.
open and sunglasses on. And about halfway home, I'm
Oops.
Driving on I-5 on South Center, literally driving through the hardest rain I have ever seen. Flash flooding on I-5. It was unbelievable.
It was really crazy.
Crazy. Scary kind of rain. Like the rain that you have... One
uh-huh.
I have no business.
Yeah, like pull over to the side of the
yeah,
road, just
exactly.
stop because you can't
but
see.
But then I saw people yeah. on the side of the road and they're driving through standing water. It's like, well, I don't want to do that either. There weren't many good options, so.
Well,
it's
fortunately,
very bizarre.
You made it through it safely.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
it
weird.
Was. Oh yeah, the weather
we're not
is definitely
to get rain like
different
that here.
Well, I know. I mean, we're getting tropical rainstorms, and
yeah.
but you know, the planet's not warming up.
Yeah.
There's no, yeah, really, it's all imagination, Gary.
It's just,
it used to be drizzle 24/7 in Seattle.
Yeah.
Now we have Hawaii weather, so go figure. Oh, well. All right, now, you might have figured it out by now, since there's been no chiming in from the peanut gallery in the other room. We have an empty studio, and co-producer call screener Sandy Gaston is not here this morning, I'm sorry to say. Up until last night, she was planning to be here, and for any of you that haven't been keeping up with what's been going on, Sandy did something that she shouldn't have done. She was trying to save some money, clean off her roof. Maybe 3 weeks ago now? How long has it been?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure. About 3 weeks, maybe 2.5. She fell off her roof. She was very fortunate. She's lucky to be alive, but she did have a hairline fracture in one of her vertebrae as a result, a bruised kidney and hip, and she has been improving, and I have seen her this week, and you know, it's been kind of up and down. She feels the best, I have to tell you. One of our generous sponsors, the Academy of Spirit, has allowed her to use an amethyst bio-healing mat. That one of the latest things in healing, and they're full of amethyst crystals and do negative ions and infrared heat. Well, Sandy's loving that, and she feels best when she's laying on that mat. So that has been helping, but she woke up this morning with some problems, and so she's having to deal with that, and so we send her special blessings on all levels for her highest good and healing, and she's probably listening. We miss you, Sandy.
I know.
So, Gare, that means you and me.
I know.
And we've been getting away with it.
I know.
You know, like last week, because it was Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and we're just doing interviews of sanctuaries and rescues. We're not taking a lot of phone calls, but Today's Vet Sunday, and we do take phone calls. And the prize closet has been closed for so long because Sandy hasn't been here. We figured we better crack it open. And since next week is Mother's Day, and I have some very special things planned, and I really wanted to do some slamming giveaways, and just in case Sandy's not going to be here, we figured we'd have a test day today.
Sure.
So, and it is live radio, so we're just going to have to talk about this and what's going on and have you guys cooperate with us. But we do want to give away copies of Al's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. So we'll be giving those away throughout the show. And our absolute favorite dog treats on the whole planet, Wag and Tails liver cookies and treats. Oh, they're so wonderful. And we haven't been able to give you any of those, so we're going to try to give away some of those today as well. I mean try, because, see, Gary can't answer the phone here in the studio, because then, besides all the other stuff that we do, you'd be hearing him talking on the phone, which, you know, wouldn't be so cool.
It'd be a little distracting.
Yeah, yes. So he has to run into the other studio to be able to talk without interfering with the radio show. And so that just, you know, provides a little bit of a tap dance, because, you know, if Gary's not here, he can't do his magic on the boards and all of that sort of stuff.
But I may put people on hold and then get to them in a couple of minutes.
So. Yeah, so if you're calling throughout the day today, we will have open phone lines when we get to Vet Sunday, so you can call in with your animal or human medical care questions. Dr. Al will be with us. Don't know if Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois is joining us in the last hour of the show, because it is his day with family. And, you know, last month, if you were here for Vet Sunday, he was calling us from, like, the middle of Walmart or something, and there was just so much noise and distraction, it didn't work real well. So he's going to make a choice as to whether to call in or not, depending on what he's doing and the background noise and all of that. We may or may not hear from him, so that will be a surprise. At any rate, if you call in with your animal medical care questions, if you want Wagon Tails liver treats, if you want copies of Dr. Al's book, I will tell you when Gary's ready to start running back and forth. I kind of need him for at least the first half of this hour, so we won't open the phone lines yet. But if you do call in, he may not answer it with his voice. He may just put you on hold from his chair right here, and you will know your line's been picked up because you'll hear the radio show playing in your phone. And then just hold on, and when he can get into the other room, he'll pick it up. And we might, if you call in and we decide you need a giveaway, we might have to put you on hold until he can get in there and get the information, or I can. So there you go. We're having an experiment today.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah. We're going to have to work, Gary. What the heck is that?
I wouldn't go that far.
No, okay. All right. Well, you know, we have to have fun while we're working, though.
Right, right.
Yeah, we always have fun. All right. Let's see. So before we get started, we're Vet Sunday as usual. Let's see. We will start with animals in the news. Best good news about animals, although I have a report. I got to tell you, Gary, what it did on Friday.
Ooh.
And then at about 10 o'clock today will be our tip. And, you know, the weather has warmed up enough that fleas are hatching. Fleas, fleas, fleas. So running my flea tips. If you would like to take care of fleas without the toxic chemicals, then you need to listen to Aunt Martha's 4-Step Flea Plan, and we will run that at 10 o'clock. Then at 10:50, as usual, current events and a brand new pet of the week from King County Animal Care and Control. And I think that about covers it. All right. So we talked about Sandy. Friday, Gary. it was the annual Evergreen Pet Supply open house, which Evergreen Pet Supply is like the largest pet supply distributor in the area, at least. It's number one on my list because they tend to carry all the really good quality foods and treats and, you know, natural and all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, once a year, they decorate their whole warehouse and they invite everybody, all the vendors, all the products that they rep and all the new ones, and then all the store owners and all of it, and everybody comes and it's a whole day, it's a huge party, and we get to sample and learn about all the wonderful new foods and products and all the stuff that Evergreen is distributing. Well, it was in the jungle this year, and it was the best that it's ever been. I'm so sorry that Sandy couldn't be there, because, of course, with her back, she couldn't be there and walking around all day. It is a long day. But there are so many really fabulous food choices now for our animal friends, and some really, really good ones coming into our area. And I connected with all kinds of them, came home with all kinds of stuff to test and try, and not just in the food departments, and the cleaners and stain removers and odor neutralizers and stuff like that. Just really cool stuff. And I'm excited to be able to tell you about all of these things as time goes by. And by the way, Mike Gerber was there, you know, Dr. Kibble, the creator of Precise Pet Foods, and one of our favorite guests on the air, who hasn't been able to join us for a while because of, you know, his throat surgery and all of that and getting his voice back. He looks great. His voice is back. He sounds like himself again. He'd love to be back on the show. So we'll, Michael, join us again, because, you know, he's the nutrition guy that we trust. Oh, yeah. But I got to tell you about one guy and one product that I was just very excited about. The product's called DeliFresh, and it's brand new to pretty much to our area. And it's one of those low food, Gary's, refrigerated fresh food. Only I've never seen one that wasn't real questionable. You know, I mean, what's really in there?
Right.
You know, and that would I give to my animal friends? Well, this DeliFresh is phenomenal. It's human grade. I ate some of their treats. It's fabulous.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm really excited about this food because it's a whole nother choice for you in terms of, you know, if you don't want to do raw, but you don't have time to home cook and you want to get away from, you know, overly processed foods. Man, this is a real viable choice. And I got to tell you, the sales manager, I have his little card right here, Chaz Fedorko. And you have to know, he's probably pretty special if I'm mentioning him on the air.
Yeah, no, I wonder where this is going.
Well, I just got to tell you, sometimes, I mean, the people you meet down there that rep the products and all that kind of stuff, they're always wonderful, and they're great people. I meet a lot. But this guy's special. Besides being really knowledgeable and a great personality, just a really nice guy, the guy's drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh.
Cute. Very cute. And he had the best shoes I've ever seen. There were these Puma things, like the black and white, and I fell in love with his shoes. He wasn't hard to look at either. Oh, I'll tell you. He was very, very cute, but a little too young for me.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, he'd have been in trouble if this was a number of years ago. No. Anyway. But just a really, really fabulous guy, and I can't wait to have him on the air and be telling you about this DeliFresh food and all of that. But, you know, keep your eyes peeled for it. You find it in the refrigerated section. I bet Jones and Company will have it. All of that. But anyway, we hope to hear more about all of this stuff in the future. But it just was a really, really great day on Friday. And thank the Evergreen people. It was a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous day.
That's great.
Yep. Sorry if Sandy missed it. All right. We better get cracking here on animals in the news. It wasn't a huge amount of news this week until like yesterday. But then I got a little. And you know what? This is very unusual, Gary. Look at this. This is the news pile.
Really?
Pretty thin, huh?
Yeah.
This is the best good news about animals.
Wow.
We have an overwhelming abundance of good news about animals this week.
Well, that's...
Woohoo! How cool is that?
Well, that's rare to have.
Yeah. All right. So let's get the regular news out of the way before we take care of the most important part of the show, our advertisers and sponsors. Hey, you've been hearing, you know, it is whale season, and the gray whales are migrating from the south up to the north. And You must have heard about it, that a couple of dead gray whales showed up this week in the area. If you want to see a picture of one of them, Seattle Times from Wednesday, search the caption is a gargantuan investigation discovering why whale died. And this is a picture of the gray whale, 27 foot, found, that washed up on the beach south of Birch Bay on Monday. And I didn't realize this, but generally a half a dozen gray whales typically die each year in our area.
Half a dozen, really?
Half a dozen, yeah. Now, and here's a photograph. Look at that. Look at that puppy.
I know. I saw that picture.
That's one big puppy. All right. And what I can tell you, now they know, the researchers studying a dead gray whale on a would-be island beach say a large ship may have struck and killed the animal. They found that a collision, the necropsy found that a collision with a ship is the most likely reason, because otherwise it was a healthy whale. The 30-ton animal was found Sunday floating off Kameno Island State Park and was taken to a Navy beach on Whidbey to be examined. Let's see, ship-whale collisions are apparently common. I guess we kind of keep our head in the sand about this one, don't want to know about it. But they say that if a ship spots a whale, it usually can't stop or change course in time.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of does make sense. But now there was a second gray whale found dead in Birch Bay in Whatcom County earlier this week, was also healthy and died from some kind of trauma. So they think both of these whales were hit by ships. Now,
really?
For one,
yeah.
It's good to know that they didn't die of disease and they didn't starve to death.
But
you know, we're trying to keep these whales on the planet, and if we're crashing them and killing them with our ships,
yeah,
what's wrong with this picture? All right. Oh, did you hear Lily Tomlin was in town?
I did hear that, actually.
Yep, she was in town, did a press conference on Monday, and she is making a plea, and she's for the elephants at Woodland Park Zoo, and asking that they be released to the Tennessee Sanctuary for obvious reasons. And the bottom line is that we here in Seattle and at the Woodland Park Zoo, we simply do not have enough room for these animals. Now, of course, the zoo countered her pleas with these they have the best care possible, and they do elephant enrichment and all this wonderful stuff, and what they said is absolutely true, you know, because we've done extensive work with the zoo and with the elephants and all of that, and the staff is fabulous. They are marvelously educated. They love these animals. They care for them in the very, very, very best way they could possibly do. Problem is, and this is my opinion, it's not good enough, and it can't ever be good enough, because you can't make up for the fact that there isn't enough room, and there's no room to expand. You know, a little half acre that they're not out on most of the time is not enough for elephants. So I hope that someday Woodland Park will recognize the fact that even though they're very knowledgeable there and they do great work, let somebody else do the elephants and send these guys to the sanctuary. So that would be my opinion. And last thing before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll be able to come back and have nothing but good news except for the front page of today's paper, which Gary has checked up on.
Yeah.
This, if you want the story on this, because I can only tell you about it, and I don't know about this. This is from Wednesday, Seattle Time, cloned beagles glow with health promise. This is out of South Korea. South Korean scientists say they have engineered four beagles that glow red using cloning techniques that could help develop cures for human diseases. The four dogs, all named Ruppy, a combination of the words ruby and puppy, look like typical beagles by daylight, but they glow red under ultraviolet light, and the dogs' nails and abdomens, which have thin skin, look red even to the naked eye. The glowing dogs show that it is possible to successfully insert genes with a specific trait, which could lead to implanting other non-fluorescent genes that could help treat specific diseases. There's some photographs. So you look at the puppy. You can see the red nose, and then look at they've turned the lights out in the infrared and see it glowing. In the, I don't know. I have some real reservations about this. I just think there are better ways than doing this to our animal friends.
Yeah, I
don't necessarily have the answers and all of that, but there's just something about this that bothers me.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, all right, we'll let that go for the moment. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and remember, this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us, so be sure you're paying attention so you can support them and thank them for supporting Animal World. And we continue with the best good news about animals straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, you know, I love Jones & Company because they've always got great stuff on sale. They have a lot of the stuff that we talk about here on the air on sale right now. Canada's on sale. Wysong's on sale. Precise Plus is on sale. Now, one of the fabulous foods that I was learning about and I hope to have here as part of the Animal World family soon is called Pure Vita. It is organic. They do a chicken and rice, a salmon and potato, and I really like the duck and oatmeal. Really, really. They've got it on sale. Gary, $10 off a bag. That's unheard of. $10 off a bag. Blowout sale up at Jones & Company. So it's a worth a trip. Remember, Pure Vita, especially if you need hypoallergenic formulas. And, of course, we'll be talking about that a lot today on Vet Sunday. So anyway, worth the trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
We're Janet and Ariane Balzo, hosts of Living Music Radio.
On KKNW 1150 AM, Seattle's Alternative Talk.
Tune in for high vibe music and talk. We have guests that are totally inspired doing great things. Don Miguel Ruiz, Deva Pamal and Mitten, Krishna Das.
That's Monday night at 7, Wednesday night at 7, and Saturday morning at 11, Living Music Radio.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula, 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and I hope you'll do it every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you can't listen on your radio, you can listen online. And if you can't listen during the show, you can always go to MarthaNorwalk.com. After the show, click on the audio archives, and you can listen at your leisure whenever you want with a, what do you call those things? Podcast. Woohoo. A lot of people listen to the show.
Oh, I know.
By the podcast, because I know, because when you and Rhonda mess up the detail and don't get it up right, I hear about it right away. And by the way,
To confirm that people are listening.
Yeah, right. That's the way we know. So, by the way, I apologize for last week because Rhonda was on vacation in California and doing the website update from her laptop and so forth, and she messed up and put 2-hour 3s up there and no hour one, and I got a complaint right away that there's no hour one. And so that's been remedied. So if you missed hour one last week, you can now listen to it in the podcast. All right, we've got to finish up animals in the news, and most of what we've got left is good news about animals. But, Gary, I gave you the front page of today's Sunday Times.
You want it back?
No, because you got to kind of scan the article, it is on the front page of today's Sunday paper, and it's about the wild horse problem, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah.
What's it? Tell us about it.
Well, it's basically I guess it's a kind of a recurring theme that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, we could be in follow-up, because we've talked about the problem with the closing of the slaughterhouses, and of course we talked about it from the very beginning in these campaigns of shutting down the slaughterhouses for horses, which in the big picture, which, you know, on the surface it looks really great, because we don't want to be cruelly slaughtering horses for human consumption in other countries. But what we were talking about is, close these slaughterhouses, it isn't going to change the fact that there's all these unwanted horses without a plan to deal with them. There's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, that's exactly what the article is about.
Now we're sort of saying, told you so.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great idea. Great thought behind the idea, but
what's the title of this article? Because they're talking about starting up slaughterhouses.
Yeah,
again.
Too many horses, because horses are running wild. There's just wild horses.
So is that article making a case for opening up slaughterhouses again?
There's groups now pushing to have slaughterhouses reopened.
All right, you guys.
And horse-friendly groups, too. And Jenny Edwards is
from Hope for Horses, one of our shelters.
Yeah, she's quoted in there saying, yeah, it's got to be an option, because...
Oh, even Jenny's saying... Yeah. Because Jenny was here on the show campaigning for shutting down these slaughterhouses. Jenny and Hope for Horses is now, is that their official position?
I don't know if it's their official position, but that's...
Wow. All right, folks. Well, if you care about this issue, you better pick up Sunday's PI Today or get online and see this article.
Yeah, it's a long article, good article. Goes in depth. And it's one of those issues where it's just unintended consequences.
And there's also the T. Boone Pickens' wife, who talked about the making or creating the huge sanctuary for the wild Mustang horses.
Right.
And of course, with the crash of the economy and all of that, I just saw an article or something recently that she says the project isn't dead, it's just slowed down. But so she's trying to deal with all the unwanted Mustangs and the wild horses. But now, is this article talking about the wild Mustangs or domestic horses
wild horses.
Talking about the Mustangs.
Yeah, wild horses, their populations are exploding.
Right. But she's trying to deal with that. So that would be one way to deal with them rather than kill them. But they keep only so many wild on the range, and then they have like 30-some thousand in pens, holding pens with nothing to do with them.
With the running wild right now, I think this year they're going to go up another 20% in population, something like that. So you can't sustain numbers like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it talks about when you have that many horses, they start eating valuable plants, and they ravage the land when you're talking about that many. So
yeah, there needs to be a balance.
Yeah,
not always pleasant, Mother Nature, but there needs to be a balance. All right, well, speaking of pleasant, it's already out, but we'll give it a little boost anyway. It is time for the best good news about animals. Woo-hoo. Oh, it does. Doesn't it feel good here?
Yeah.
It's really nice out there. Me sitting here in my flannel shirt because I was kind of cold, even though the sun was out this morning. All right, in the good news department, there's a whole bunch of it, and we're already kind of behind schedule. You know me and my blabbermouth. So I'm just going to give you the highlights. This... first article, pull it up, Seattle Times, May 1st, Giving Life to Coral. It's a wonderful article about the Seattle Aquarium unveiling their exhibit with 20 different coral species. And most of these corals, they're growing in-house, and it talks about how they grow the coral and do all this neat stuff. So check that out. That's a really great story. And... speaking of a great story and a horse story, in last week's Sunday paper, it was the Pacific Northwest section, their cover article, Out of the Herd, From Feral to Faithful, One Mustang's Journey to a New Life. Now, this is the good side of the wild horses and the BLM program and placing them. And this is a program where trainers rehab these horses and train them and so forth. And then they're put up for auction. And this trainer, local here, took this horse and then ended up buying it, and it's a fabulous, fabulous story. So pick that up, the Pacific Northwest from last Sunday's paper. That would be April 26th. All right. Another wonderful story for this time of year. And, you know, this seems to... Other than the swine flu this week, there wasn't a lot of news because this made the front page of the Seattle Times on Thursday. Springs a flutter with hummingbird wings, and it's a wonderful story about a gentleman in Hyack, Kittitas County. Now that's around here. Would you know where's Kittitas County, Gary?
It's on your way to Eastern Washington, just over the mountains.
Because the article starts with here in Hyack, Kittitas County, snow stands 2 to 3 feet on the ground. Still?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe at elevation.
Anyway, this guy is feeding hummingbirds like crazy, and there's a lot of really good information about hummingbirds and a great story. So that was a good news one. Oh. Go figure. Now, have you seen the YouTube video about, is it Snowball, the cockatiel, the cockatoo that dances to the Backstreet Boys?
I don't think so.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? Gary, where have you been?
I don't know.
I guess I've never sent it to you. Well, there's an article, this is the Seattle Times, study, yes, birds can dance. Now, this is kind of,
study.
This is a kind of, the good news is here, I put this in good news because... the scientific community is catching up with what we normal folk already know.
Right.
Gee. It says they wouldn't blow away the competition on Dancing with the Stars, but it turns out that some birds have got rhythm. After studying a cockatoo that grooves to the Backstreet Boys and about 1,000 YouTube videos, scientists said they've documented for the first time that some animals, quote, dance to musical beat.
Documented for the first time.
Right. Now, this study of theirs was actually published this week in the journal Current Biology. Now, to cast a wider net in the animal kingdom, they searched the YouTube for videos of dancing animals, and of about 1,000 videos, they found 49 that appeared worthy of a detailed analysis. 33 videos showed convincing evidence of animals following a musical beat. Those animals were 14 species of parrots and one species of elephant, all known to be able to mimic sounds they hear, a result that is reported in the journal. So go figure. Tell us something we animal folks didn't already know. Okay, cruising, more good news. Uh-huh. The sad news last week, we talked about Scat, the cat that was the therapy cat at the church where for the homeless and so forth, that was knifed by one of the residents. The good news is a press release out from Posada Safe Haven yesterday. Happy to announce that Scat was released from vet care on Thursday, April 28th, and is now living with the Cross Church pastor and his wife at their home. This is a quote from them. Scat is home and doing well. He is perched near a window where he can see out and have the sunshine on his stitches. He's had antibiotics, pain meds, and warm packs. He's doing great. He also is eating and drinking a lot. Amen.
That's good.
So glad that Scat's doing well. Okay, another good news. This has to do with the Washington State Legislature. This is the Humane Society of the United States put out this release. We apparently passed the puppy mill bill, so Washington now has one of the strongest anti-puppy mill laws in the country, as only the third state to limit the size of puppy mills, joining Virginia and Louisiana. Also, a prevention of cruelty to animals bill was passed, known as Serafina's bill, and that is good news. Oh, this is really wonderful news. Damaged barrier reef coral makes spectacular recovery. Now, this is an internet story I picked up off the Good News Channel. The website, if you want to read this, is guardian.co.uk, guardian.co.uk. And the sections of coral reef in Australia's Great Barrier Reef have made a spectacular recovery from a devastating bleaching event 3 years ago, and this was not expected. But look at, is this the most beautiful picture?
Oh, wow.
White,
yeah.
And electric blue coral. It could live in my mini.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, is that fabulous?
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you want the whole article, because I don't have time to give you even the highlights, but go to guardian.co.uk. And This, you're going to love this, Gary. I love this, because you know I talk to animals.
Uh-huh.
This is from Yahoo News. Blown away Chihuahua reunited with owners. It's out of Waterford Township in Michigan. Tinkerbell has been reunited with her owners after a 70-mile-per-hour gust of wind picked up the 6-pound Chihuahua and carried her away. Dorothy and
wind.
Yeah, well, but 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, 70. That's
it. Must have been tornado type stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Dorothy.
I would say that the wind that size is more than a gust of wind, though.
Well, yeah, yeah. Dorothy and Laverne Utley credit a pet psychic for guiding them to on Monday to a wooded area nearly 1 mile from where the 8-month-old Tinkerbell had been last seen. The brown, long-haired dog was dirty and hungry, but otherwise okay. The Utleys of Rochester had set up an outdoor display Saturday at a flea market in Waterford Township, 25 miles northwest of Detroit. Tinkerbell was standing on their platform trailer when she was swept away. Dorothy Utley tells the Detroit News that her cherished pet just went wild upon seeing her. Nice. So a happy, happy reunion, and thanks to a pet psychic. Woohoo! All right, so that wraps up the best good news about animals. We're behind schedule. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors right at the moment. Pay attention. Support them. Gary will get Dr. Al on the phone before or after this, and we will start Vet Sunday next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, and pay close attention, Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Offer valid through April 30th, 2009. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. And all right, since we are done with the opening of the show, that now frees Gary up. So, phone lines are open. We will take your calls from now on. If you have an animal or human medical care question, you can call anytime for the rest of the show. If you would like a free copy of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, you can call for that reason. If you would like a free bag of Wagon Tails Liver Treats. You can call about that. So here are the phone numbers. Jot them down. Even though if you don't want to call right now, you might want to call later. So write them down. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW. That translates to 888-298-5569. And remember, if you want to make Gary really run, you can send us an email while we're on the air to our live email address. It's pretty simple. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. And if you would like to send a question or comment for Dr. Al today, make sure you send it in early enough in the show that we have time to get it and print it and get it on and answer your questions. So one more time, AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi,
welcome back,
Martha.
To Animal. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, although always still concerned about Sandy when she's not here. And she intended to be here, but woke
I
up.
I know. How's she doing? She doing okay?
Well, it's up and down. Some days are better than others. She is healing, and she's doing lots of physical therapy and work, but she apparently woke up this morning with a problem on her right side, and I think that's the side she fell on, and she was pretty distressed because she really wanted to be here.
Well, I know she did.
Yeah, so we're saying lots of prayers for special healing and her highest good, and we certainly hope that she's going to be out of the woods here and feeling a lot better soon, but I suspect as a part of the problem is Dr. Al is that she's getting bored. You know, this is going on 3 weeks, and you know it's hard to lay around and do nothing, and so she's probably doing more than she should be doing.
That's what we call cabin fever.
Yeah, and I think Sandy's got it big time. So, what's going on down in Southern California?
Nothing much. Just really, really busy. A lot of cases. A lot of people, a lot of animals, a lot of good things happening. I just read some excerpts from one of the next new book coming out. Kurt Nims has been nice enough to edit a lot of this stuff.
This is your new book you're working on, you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, and Kurt Nims, who is Kurt Nims?
Kurt Nims is a gentleman that's started the Airedale Rescue a number of years ago.
Oh.
That I've worked with, and as a friend, he's volunteered. He's helped me with all kinds of things, you know, like you have, and it's kind of neat trying to get the work out so it can be utilized to help patients.
All right. Well, and of course, we're going to be talking about this endocrine immune imbalance and the diagnosis and treatment and all of that sort of thing. But we're also happy to take your calls on any kind of animal healing or medical issue or problem. And of course, we can touch base on human stuff as well. But before we get into all of that stuff, Al, I want to talk about the biggest thing in the news right now, which, of course, is this H1N1 virus, the swine flu.
Right.
And I've got a little press release here that just came out yesterday from the ASPCA.
Uh-huh.
Let me read this, because I want to see if you agree with this, and then it's going to lead us into another discussion. It says, don't worry, pet parents. The recent rapid outbreak of the H1N1 virus, previously known as swine flu, appears to present little risk of infecting our furry friends. In the past few weeks, only humans have been affected by the new virus, and it's still unknown how the virus will impact other species. Quote, currently, there's no data demonstrating any risk to dogs and cats contracting this strain of the virus. And that's Dr. Louise Murray, Director of Medicine at the ASPCA's Berg Memorial Hospital in New York City. She says, but however, owner of pet pigs, as well as farmers, should monitor their animals' health more closely and take steps to limit transmission from humans to pigs and vice versa. If you do count a pet pig as your animal companion, please consult your veterinarian about a type A influenza vaccine, which is available and recommended for all healthy swine. And let's see, swine influenza is swine flu is one of the leading causes of respiratory disease in the swine throughout the world. And like most influenza A viruses, swine flu generally causes high levels of illness in pigs, but fatalities are uncommon. And it says, for the latest information about the outbreak and your pet's health, visit the Center for Disease Control. And that's www.cdc.gov/swineflu. One more time, www.cdc.gov/swineflu. You can go to ASPCA.com, too, to get links to all of this stuff. So, Dr. Al, I've got to get us back on schedule. And right. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. But then when we come back, I'd like for you to address this and do you agree with all of this? And what about this vaccine and all that stuff? So stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday and Dr. Al Plechner straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, they've got... It's always worth a trip to Jones & Company because they got a ton of stuff on sale all the time and so much good stuff on sale right now. But also, remember when you get up there, join their preferred customer club and get your little preferred customer card because it keeps track of what you buy. And for every $100 of non-food items that you buy, you get, I think, $5 off. If you buy the same dry food for your dog or cat friend all the time, you buy 10 bags, you get the 11th bag free. If you buy canned food, you buy so much you get free. So it's really a great deal. So get up to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Join the Preferred Customer Club. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, I'll wake you up. Woohoo! Rooster's in the studio. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And Dr. Al.
Yes.
Before I left you for a few minutes, we were talking about this swine flu business and the fact that at this point it doesn't seem that our domestic animal friends, like our dogs and cats, are at any risk for this flu. Do you agree with that?
Well, as the flu virus remains as it is, we seem to be fine. There's no what we call vertical transmission. But what you are concerned about, which everybody should be concerned about, is that these viruses are very fragile. And it doesn't take too much for them to change in their nature and therefore change in their species. Mm. Remember the Asian flu we had?
Yeah.
As I remember, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that started in horses. Then the virus, as I say, attenuated, changed, hit pigs at that time, swine, and then it hit people. So the only thing, you know, looking at this, one of the problems with the vaccines is... They'll work on the viral complexes right now, but as the complexes change, the vaccines often won't work. And what they're saying is some of the flu shots that have been given to people in the past may, in fact, hit one or two of the virals that are in this complex causing this. And so it's a changing world is what it is. And right now, no, it's not affecting dogs and cats. However, it has the ability to change and possibly do something like that. This is one of the reasons why the FDA would not allow a live virus, say, feline leukemia vaccine for cats. Because one of the problems is if it changes and attenuates, it could, in fact, hurt people. And so what it is the viral complexes that are traveling around the world basically do change. And what works today may not work tomorrow. And I think that this is why they're looking at doing antiviral things as opposed to vaccines. They're trying to get the vaccines together, so on and so forth. The only question is, will the, quotes, epidemic be over by the time they get the vaccines out and ready to go?
Right.
And the other end of the stick is, will the vaccine make you sick? Often they say no, but for the Asian flu years ago, it was here, it did arrive, I did get a flu shot, if you will, and I was so sick I couldn't believe it. I've never taken one since. But
oh, you got sick from the vaccine?
That's my system, though. That's not everybody's system.
Right.
A lot of people are doing well, and the question is...
Well, I don't do the flu vaccines.
Well, they talked about the original vaccine, at least. I think the head of the healthcare organization here in the United States, they said with the vaccine, 25 people had perished.
Wow.
And with the actual flu itself, where people did not take the vaccine, with all the millions of people that got involved in, only one died.
Hmm. Oh.
And I think the gentleman was removed at that time and just, put into a hard situation. So this is a changing type of a virus. It's kind of hitting us now, and hopefully it'll move on through and die out, not change so much that it's going to come back and affect our animals. Now, here in Southern California, the past 2 months, I have seen and literally an epidemic of flu in dogs and cats, and I've seen this over the years.
Really?
My profession said, oh, flu doesn't exist. Well, yeah, it does exist. The animals are achy. They have an elevated temperature. Many times, depending on the impact area, it can be vomiting, diarrhea, can be respiratory. Many of these things, in my opinion, it's only opinion, many of them are not contagious. I think what happens is when their environmental changes, particularly in temperature between day and night of 30 degrees or more, many times people break with colds and flu, as do animals.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, you can eat an improper meal, something you normally don't eat, and you wake up in the morning with a sore throat and a runny nose. Where did that come from? Well, you stress your system out. So I think a lot of this is, a lot of it obviously is contagious, but a lot of it is, I think, environmental induced too. And you see these animals that never get out of the house, per se, that break with this stuff. So there's been no animal contact. So it's kind of an interesting issue.
I think I mentioned it on the air a few weeks ago. I had an episode of sort of what seemed like a viral flu bug. And my oldest Abyssinian, Scooty, had symptoms, started a strange diarrhea on a Tuesday night. And I was real concerned about him because of his age, because it was an unusual symptoms. Then the next day, I got all the symptoms. And I thought, well, okay, that's a little strange. Then the day after that, G-Man, my other Abyssinian, came down with exactly the same symptoms. And it seemed to be about a 48-hour thing that cleared for them. But we obviously, the three of us got the same darn thing. But my feral cat didn't get it, and my dog didn't get it.
Right. So, well, it seems, I haven't seen it go from dog to cat, nor does anybody have any evidence from it going dog-cat to people.
Right. Well, but I can tell you, but two of my cats and me had the same thing. But of course, we're not talking about the swine flu. Now, have you done any work with swine or pigs? Have you ever treated them?
Years and years ago, we were when I was at UC Davis.
Mm-hmm.
We would go up to Vacaville where they had the hog auction.
Yeah.
And we were part of the group that helped eradicate hog cholera.
Oh, wow.
Yes, by checking, by bleeding. Actually, we checked them out, obviously, physically, but we then would take a blood sample and analyze it, and then, unfortunately, if the animal, had that, it would be, destroyed. And pretty much got rid of hog collar, as I remember. I don't know if it's back again because, you know, it's been many years since I've been in school.
Right. Well, of course, this ASPCA press release is talking about people that own pigs need to be watching them very carefully and to consider this type A influenza vaccine. So it must be a specific pig or swine
vaccine.
That's
what it sounds like, and I'm really not qualified to say because I've never used it. I'll tell you a quick incident that happened yesterday that I could not believe.
Yeah?
I had a woman that I had seen for her dog, so on and so forth. She went out, and there was a guinea pig there, and poor woman went up to this woman and said...
This is in your office?
In my office.
Okay. So the woman you're talking about, somebody else had brought in a guinea pig?
And the poor woman was sitting there with a guinea pig, and this woman went up to her and said, "You better be careful of swine fever."
Ah.
As a guinea pig. We're kind of going, excuse me? A little different deal there.
Right. Well, guinea pigs aren't really pigs.
They're not pigs. No.
They sort of look like baby pigs.
The woman meant well, but, you know, you kind of see some of the situations we get into sometimes.
Well, isn't
you know?
That's kind of how, you know, rumors and problems get started.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, with this, whatever the SPCA is saying, hey, this is what you should do if you have a pig and how to watch your pig and use this type of a vaccine, what have you. They've got the experience, and I think people should pay attention to that.
Well, and hopefully sometime today we may get into a discussion about vaccines and so forth because, you know, we know it's a controversial subject. There's a lot of information, and a lot of people think that all vaccines are bad and shouldn't do it at all. But your work with this endocrine immune imbalance has shed a whole new light on the vaccine business, so we may be able to get into that today.
I'd love to do that. And as you know, on my website, under articles, I've got a number of pages on vaccination.
Yeah, so if you guys want to start checking that out, you know, Dr. Al's website is www.drplechner, PLECHNER.com, drplechner, PLECHNER.com, and there's a bunch of links on the left side of the homepage, and you click on articles, then there'll be articles in there on vaccines, Dr. Al?
Yes, there's a long article on vaccinations.
Okay.
Whether to vaccinate or not. If you don't, what to do, and literally how to kind of realize what's going on with modern-day vaccines.
Okay. Now, I had a question. I'm wondering, you mentioned the antiviral drugs, like the Tamiflu and stuff?
Right.
And that's what we're using for people, and apparently this particular H1N1 virus is responding well to the antivirals. Can you give those kind of drugs, like Tamiflu, can you give those to animals?
You know, I've never done it, and I don't know if there are ever, you know, are there any studies on it?
Hmm.
You would think you probably could, but again, I have no knowledge.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them being used in animals, so I wonder if anybody knows about that. If you know if any of these antiviral drugs have ever been used on animals or are being used, and so I'm wondering if you could give them to, like, the swine that would be sick, or...
It just depends. I think it depends, too, on what's in that particular compound.
Now, you said you've had a lot...
Mm-hmm. And you know what makes it antiviral? Because there's things like with the AIDS virus, it's thought that coconut oil will actually crack the virus.
Huh.
There's a lot of stuff out there that's quite interesting. Again, I'm really not qualified to say.
And you said that you, though, recently, you're seeing a lot of cases of a flu-type thing with dogs and cats down in your area?
Yes, I've seen probably, when I'm working there in a day, I'll see 7 to 10 cases.
And, of course, these cases, nobody's
months,
checking to see if it is a virus and if it's related to the H1N1. So
as you know, with cats, and again... I'm not updated on this thing, but there are, you know, usually 50, 60 different viruses that cats get. So viruses are, you know, very, very, very common in our environment.
Right.
And I think they're just now kind of coming to the surface, if you will. I mean, we've seen pandemics before, but now looking at this, you know, I think there's been a lot of preparation that's gone into this. I think there are a lot of, you know, healthcare people that are kind of watching the situation, and you know, hopefully it's going to be a flu virus that does whatever it does but doesn't really cause, you know, catastrophic
Yeah.
So far,